Let me go ahead and call the Mesa City Council meeting of December 3rd, 2007 to order. We will begin with an invocation led by Blaine Mays, a Doctor of Divinity from the Community Church of New Thought. That will be followed by a Pledge of Allegiance this evening by Seth Stapley from Troop 999. So would you please rise for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Heavenly Father, God of us all, we pause for a few moments to honor, to recognize your presence and your spirit. And we give thanks that all that is shared here this evening through all the council members and the participants comes forth to represent and to establish that which is for the highest good of the citizens of Mesa. And for this, we are deeply grateful. Amen.
Seth, why don't you come on down front here so we can see it. If you'll lead us in the pledge, we'd appreciate that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You need to see if we have Councilmember Truitt on the line, too. Daryl, are you with us this evening?
I am.
Okay. Please, would you read the consent agenda into the record?
Yes, Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on new beer and wine store license for Dobson Ranch Golf Course, 2155 South Dobson Road. Item 4B, act on new beer and wine store license for 7-Eleven, number 16179A, 839 South Stapley Drive. Item 4C, act on new beer and wine store license for Arco AMPM, 363 South Gilbert Road. Item 4D, act on new hotel motel license for Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites, 1600 South Country Club Drive. Item 4E, act on new restaurant license for number 1 Eastern Super Buffet, 1901 South Signal Butte Road, number 101. Item 4F, act on new restaurant license for Zushi Sushi Saki Bistro, 6727 East McDowell Road, Suite 110. Item 5A, act on contract for 15 replacement vehicles, $286,083.71. Item 5B, act on 3-year supply contract for Jet A Aviation Fuel, $255,635.33 annually. Item 5C, act on 3-year supply contract for natural gas service excess flow valves, $115,207.22 annually. Item 5D, act on dollar limit increase to supply contract for wastewater disinfection lamps, $228,130.08 annually. Item 6A, introduce ordinance for December 17th, zoning KZ07-91, 905 West Broadway Road for a site plan modification. Item 6B, introduce ordinance for December 17th, zoning KZ07-102-1234 West University Drive for a council use permit. Item 6C, introduce ordinance for December 17th, zoning KZ07-111, 6147 East Main Street, to expand existing office development. Item 6D, introduce ordinance for December 17th, amend Mesa City Code relating to administrative code. Item 7A, act on resolution for reimbursements from RTP for pre-design on Mesa Drive, US 62 Southern. Item 7C has been deleted. Item 7D, act on resolution to engage in a joint law enforcement activities related to Super Bowl 42. Item 7E, act on resolution for an effluent pipeline from Greenfield Water Plant to East Maricopa County Floodway. Item 7F, act on resolution to execute amendment to Southwest Public Power Resources Group Planning Agreement. Item 7G, act on resolution to authorize sale of city-owned property in Pinal County for approximately $48,540,000. Item 8A, Act on Ordinance, Annexation Case A07-28, Annex Right-of-Way between Signal Butte and Meridian. Item 8B, Act on Ordinance, Zoning Case A07-98, 4200 South Power Road to allow flexibility for future development requests. Item 8C, Act on Ordinance to amend Mesa City Code relating to Mesa Fire Code. This item has been continued to the December 17th City Council meeting. Item 8D, Act on Ordinance to amend Mesa City Code relating to Mesa Building Codes. This item has been continued to the December 17th City Council meeting. Item 9, assign delinquent accounts to collections for a three-month period ending September 30th, 2007 for $474,088. Mayor and Council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
All right, I have a few cards up here. Are there any other submittals to remove any items from the consent agenda?
No, Mayor, no requests.
All right. I have a motion by Councilmember Walters, seconded by Councilmember Summers for approval. Councilmember Walters.
Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to acknowledge that Stephanie Wright and Greg Woods had both submitted cards on 6B, which is the CUP for the pawn shop. This is an introduction, so they are not pulling it, but they wanted to state their opposition. They'll be back at the next one for the public hearing.
Okay. Any other comments? I have a motion and second. Would you please vote? Councilmember Truitt, how do you vote?
Affirmative.
Okay, the vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The next item then is on page 2. It's item number 3. It's a conduct a public hearing on the anticipated November 2008 bond election for public safety and street projects.
Mayor, I just need to ask Debbie, I think maybe I need to abstain from this one.
I think probably you'd have a remote conflict at best, but let's ask the city attorney on that one.
Mayor, I haven't spoken to Councilmember Truitt about this particular item, but I believe he's referring to some of the projects on the bond package his firm is currently retained and doing some pre-design work on. Is that correct, Councilmember Truitt?
Yes, I think there's one or two projects on the street projects where we're doing the preliminary design. And then later, if these bonds were passed, the city might then go forward with the final design.
Right.
Councilmember Truitt, certainly then on those projects that you are currently working on or that your firm is currently working on, you should refrain from any participation or discussion on those items.
Oh, just on those items only?
Yes. With regard to the other items contained in the bond package, you would not have a conflict. So I think you can participate in that discussion if you have comments.
Thank you.
Okay, then let me ask the question here. If this is a public hearing and there are street projects, eventually those will go to contract and come back to the council, and I'll have a conflict on them if I'm still here.
So. But Mayor, on those projects, you do not have a conflict at this time. Councilmember Truitt has a conflict because he's actually doing some pre-design work on the projects currently.
Okay, all right, then we'll note Councilmember Truitt having a potential conflict, although this is just public hearing, so if he doesn't participate, I think we're probably okay. All right.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I have a quick presentation on a summary of the past 18 to 24 months of discussions on bond packages and kind of the summary of what we've done to get to this point. We've based the priorities on a population of 460,000, 132 square miles in the city, and we've projected the public safety and transportation needs for the next 5 years, covering the period of 2008-9 through 2012-13. We're asking for two questions to be sent to the ballot, suggesting that. Public safety package of $172.4 million in bonds, and transportation $230.5 million, for a total bond amount of $402.9 million. There's 16 public safety projects. We've got emergency radio communication systems, public safety communications emergency operations center, training facility improvements. We're replacing the Gateway fire station to comply with some needs down there that includes the police station, replacement of the Dobson Ranch police station. We've got an arraignment center. We're addressing some needs in the police aviation program. We're doing some improvements in the Center Against Family Violence security program, doing some shooting range improvements, and we're doing our replacement program on fire apparatus. construction of 3 new and 1 replacement fire station, acquiring land for 4 future fire stations, a fire operations center, optical preemption and emergency traffic signal equipment, renovation various fire stations, and public safety training facility fire suppression props. So the total public safety improvement program, as stated before, $172.4 million, with the first full year of O&M of $8.0 million. And the way that is stated is when everything is, all projects are completed, that would be the highest amount of first year operations. Then we also have the transportation projects. We have RTP, which is Regional Transportation Program bond requirements of $168.6 million. On the local plan, we have the CIP bond requirements of $84.6 million in bonding. Local street sales tax funding available of 22.7, total bonding requirements of $230.5 million. What that does for us is leverage us into a full package of $345.3 million in total program value. The way we arrive at that is RTP reimbursements of $90.2 million. We're also having reimbursements from the feds on $2 million, and then again the $22.7 million. So the total bond, or the total package of the streets improvements is $345.3. All these plans, or all these projects, are in current plans. We did list them by priorities using transportation plans, economic development, IGA requirements, coming through all those items with the CIP reimbursements from regional transportation plan to come to doing the full package. Now, the one other item I'd like to point out on there, we're doing 10 RTP projects that we're accelerating with reimbursements that are outside this five-year period that we're covering. We're leveraging that to save $21.2 million on those projects by accelerating and saving the inflation on those projects. So to summarize, we have total public safety projects, 16 of $172.4 million, total transportation projects of 46, $230.5 million, total bond program amount of $402.9 million. One other item that we wanted to point out at your direction, all new bond debt will be intended to be supported by a secondary property tax under the situation. And if there are any questions.
Any questions to council at this time? Why don't you have a seat there in front? We do have a couple of requests to speak under the public comment portion. And why don't I go ahead and call those off? This is an opportunity to comment on the anticipated November 2008 bond election, as was just presented. And Ernie Johnson. I have a card from Ernie. And then Nate Kane would follow Ernie.
Mayor Hawker and members of the council, I'm Ernie Johnson. I live in Mesa Drive in Brown. I'd like to strongly express my strong support for the bonds that for public safety and street projects that has been described. And I also support the consequent secondary property tax to fund these. I encourage you also to find further additional funding to improve other city services in addition to these. Thank you.
Nate Kane and then Ed Field.
Nate Kane, I live in Dobson Ranch. I was looking over the list of projects last night and trying to follow the November 8th study session where the, I don't need the display, but the almost indecipherable graph was presented. I have some concerns on some of the projects. In Dobson Ranch area, on the entire map, there's only one real project that's close to us, and that's the widening of the intersection at Guadalupe and Dobson Road, and apparently it was presented to us last August a year back, and there was not sufficient follow-up, I don't think. I know that some changes were made about not doing one of the lanes there, but when I spoke to the staffers over there today, They said that they had been promised like a follow-on meeting that has not occurred, and that at the time, Mr. I think his name was Keith Knapp, transportation guy, had presented a number of statements that he said that they wanted to widen the intersection so that we could get more traffic off of the freeway onto the street, which strikes us as ass backwards. He said that the 101 was basically saturated, so they needed to get some of the traffic off of that. They said that most of the road widening was basically going to benefit to Chandler to the south of there, and was not really an issue for Mesa. There was other concerns about widening the street by, I think there's a daycare center there, and then the area that they did decide not to widen was one of the lanes that would have taken out our sign and someone's backyard. But we're looking at the map and saying, why would we pay $400 million in bonds so that we could get one project, which we basically don't want, to be done in the first place? Some of the other projects I looked on there was a bunch of the intelligent traffic system stuff I had questions about, and the radio communication systems, $34 million, when we have just recently been through this whole thing. Now it seems like we're going to replace it. And I'm concerned that we have $27 million for a public safety communications center and then a separate fire operations center. In many cities, that kind of stuff is combined together. I guess the biggest question I have, which you guys I know are aware of, is how you're going to explain to the community how the operations and maintenance money is being pulled out of one area and then being shoved into a bond package that we'll vote on and being paid elsewhere. It sounds like a real shell game, which I know it's not, and I know that these guys have spent a lot of time on it, but you have a lot of work ahead of you to be able to explain that. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Chuck, you want to do anything on the, because there is a lot of money expended on the radio system, a little bit of the update on that, or maybe somebody from police or fire or whoever's communication?
I would recommend Cheryl Butler. He's a communications expert with police.
Because my response was the same way. We went through a lot of money on 800 megahertz, and then all of a sudden the federal government talks about interoperability and different frequencies. And so I think that was an excellent question.
Mayor, council, and interested citizens, that particular bond package of the $34,689,000 includes a number of different areas. The first part of it, which is an $8.47 million expense, is really targeted toward the life cycle maintenance of the existing system to ensure that the replacement of necessary radios, the hardware and software upgrades that have to happen with it, happen in a timely fashion to keep it functional. The next large part of that has to do with the expansion of the 800 megahertz radio system. That's about $18.5 million in total expense. That encompasses three areas. One of them is the construction of a Northeast Mesa transmission site, which is needed to improve the coverage that happens right now. Sometimes our radio communications are a little bit sketchy and not quite as up to the par that we would like. Second part of that is to increase the expansion as we support a growing population between Mesa, Gilbert, and Apache Junction. As you are probably aware, Mesa does the dispatching not only for itself in police and fire, but also for the town of Gilbert Fire Department and the Apache Junction Fire District. The largest portion of that, which is the $15.9 million, is to accommodate the expansion that we need for our own traffic growth. The discussion that has come about over 800 megahertz versus 700 megahertz is not a replacement kind of thing. Here's a quick scenario of that. The 800 megahertz spectrum that was allowed for public safety has been saturated because of the rebanding decisions that the FCC has made. Additional channel capacity that we would need for our expanded growth will come from the 700 megahertz system. The particular items that are proposed to be expended with this bond are not to replace anything that we have currently. They are to extend that capacity to meet the growing needs of the radio communications on it.
Okay, and you mentioned Gilbert and Apache Junction to service their area. Well, the logical question is, why aren't they paying for it? Sort of Mesa bonding, how do we get reimbursed for that expenditure?
Mayor, there is an intergovernmental agreement between us and those facilities to receive compensation for the dispatching and services that we provide to them.
Okay, so that's really a revenue neutral position then? So Are we receiving money that would help to service this debt, or how does that work?
Mayor, that's what we'll do. When we go into the next phase of these expansions like we have in the past, we will go back to those entities, governmental entities that are our partners, and we'll go back and adjust the rates to reflect the cost that will be apportioned out to all those entities for their usage of the system. So we'll come up with a way to recover their portion of the cost.
Okay. All right. I have one other speaker, but other questions. Vice Mayor?
I just wanted to comment on the Dobson Ranch area. My recollection is that there was also a substation that is being built in that area, that it wasn't just a traffic thing that was taking place there.
That is correct.
Additionally, if we proceed with a project on that street, there would be additional meetings with the area. I'm seeing the transportation and engineering staffs over there nodding their heads. Thank you.
Yeah, and my understanding of how bonds work is you sell it, you list projects, you may, at a future council's decision, not award the contract or not move forward. So it could be that some of those bonds are never issued.
That is correct, Mayor. As they come forward with specific project authorization, cost will be revisited, the whole program will be revisited each time.
Okay.
Mayor, and may I also add, if we just went off of maps and looked where location of projects were, like street projects or even fire stations, we're truly not getting the full picture of this program, because many of the projects in here have citywide benefit, whether it's the project that Mr. Butler just explained on the radio system, whether it's arraignment centers, any list of things that are used for training of for firefighters or police officers, and they will be serving throughout the city. So I think that's important. Is many of the one of the reasons that the maps, while they're somewhat helpful, they actually don't tell the full story, because so many of these projects are of great citywide benefit. So the whole city benefits from the projects, many of the projects that are being proposed.
Okay. All right. Next speaker is Ed Field.
Mayor Hawker and council members, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to speak today. And on the agenda, the bond issue, it's something that's very important to us. And I live at 744 South Morris, Apartment A, and it happens to be in the Dobson Police District. And I encourage the council members to definitely make a bond issue or whatever it takes to improve the station at the Dobson Precinct. I've had an opportunity to be in there, and we're just very excited about what's happening in the police department in the city of Mesa since the new chief came on. They've transferred, of course, a lot of people into that little Dobson station, and if I happen to be able to attend some of the Comstat meetings that they've had there. They've made tremendous improvements in our neighborhood and with drugs and criminal activities. And when you look at the detectives and everybody that's just got one desk between four and five people, and they don't even have enough room in there to hold a meeting, I think that that's very important if we're going to continue to make the progress that we are in the police department, especially in the Dobson District. And I encourage you to definitely make that part of the agenda and the bond issue, and I think it's something you can sell to the public. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is the time and place for the public hearing. Are there any other requests to speak? Does anybody want to come forward? Address the council, please. Fill it out at the end, if you wouldn't mind. Just come on up and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sophia Tash, and I'm actually part of the Mesa Leadership and Development Program, and the only reason why I say that is that we just had a training with the police department, and part of that was the communication center. And I think that a piece that we're missing here, as far as that the citizens really need to understand when having two separate communications facilities, is that we always think nothing's going to happen here, but unfortunately something could happen here, and we don't really want all of our communication eggs in one basket, which is why we should have two separate facilities. And I believe they were going to have them 15 miles apart from each other, so that hopefully, God forbid, if something happened to one, they would be able to transfer to the other one. That's not something that we want to be caught without. And so when you're thinking about making that investment in the community, think about having two separate places and not all of our eggs in one basket. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that's came this evening to address the council on this item? All right, and I'll go ahead and close the public comment. I did have Greg Woods that was in support but didn't wish to speak, so let me acknowledge Greg on that one. Okay, the next item is 3.1, which is discuss and take public comment. Discuss, take public comment, and take action on a resolution adopting the West Main Street area plan. And the first item of that is to conduct a public hearing on the West Main Street area plan. And I have some requests to speak on that. Did we have a staff presentation, or you want to do public comment first? I know we've had a study session item on this.
Mayor, yes, we've had a couple of discussions at the study session, so we weren't planning on a presentation at this point, but we can answer questions or give a presentation if you would desire.
Why don't we see which direction the public comment goes, and if there are some questions that might need to be explained, then we'll follow up if we need it. Start out with Greg Woods. Greg?
Honorable Mayor Keno Hawker, Vice Mayor Claudia Walters, and Council. My name is Greg Woods, and I live at 1426 West Pepper Place in Mesa. I am a member of the Pepper Place neighborhood. I just want to let you know that I'm an enthusiastic supporter of this plan, the West Main Street area plan. I'm very grateful to the city to have had the opportunity to work on this plan. I'm grateful to the council and to the planning department for looking ahead and seeing the and asking for a plan to plan for the future, to see the potential of the area. I just want to say that the staff did an excellent job of capturing the desires and the hopes of the residents in this area that they have for the area for the future, and some of the things that can possibly happen there. I would just like to direct your attention to one of the recommendations in the implementation section of the plan, and that is the establishment of a West Main Street Advisory Board. If this plan is to truly be implemented and it is to come to fruition, we need to have somebody that will push it, and somebody that can, a board that can retain the vision and implement the vision of this plan. And so I would highly recommend that to you. That is all that I have to say tonight. If you have any questions, you can ask them of me. Otherwise, thank you for this opportunity.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Next speaker is Gabby Saya, followed by Dave Richards.
Hello, my name is Gabe Saya, Mayor, Council Members. I'm here as a member of the Planning and Area Committee, and as well as a landowner within two projects within that district. And through the year and a half, I've been a member of that group. It's been a real eye-opening self-examination of who we are as community members, who we are as neighbors in that area, and how do we want to evolve. With light rail entering that area, it's obviously that Mesa, West Mesa, is going to change its demographics, its change in its building format, whatnot. And it's been exciting to be part of that process, but it's also important for us to note that it's an evolving process rather than a set-in-stone process. What I look at this plan is, in some ways, a template for urbanization in West Mesa, as well as the future light rail extension throughout Mesa. And this is something that I believe as a community we always have to self-examine how we're going to evolve, what building formats are we comfortable with, what heights and densities we're going to be comfortable with. And this process has been healthy in terms of a combination of input from the citizens, input from the property owners, whatnot. And I think it's an important signal to the investment and to the development community that the citizens are ready for that evolution. And with that said, I'd like to, for the council members to know I'm in support of that of the plan. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Dave Richards.
Mayor and Council, thank you for this opportunity to speak to you about the West Main Street Area Plan. The thing that I find most remarkable about this plan is it really is an evolution of citizen-driven effort in Mesa. It wasn't a top-down effort, it was a bottom-up effort. Mesa Grande Community Alliance held our first intensive meetings in November of 2004 in the West Main Street area when we were trying to deal with the drug and prostitution problem in the area. And while many problems still remain there, it set off, it was a catalyst for a lot of efforts by the citizens to try to change conditions in this area. We knew that things wouldn't change until the fundamentals changed, until we got redevelopment and reinvestment in that corridor. Light rail is a good start. I think I want to commend this council for making the investment in light rail. We get a mile. And not very many people say that was a great buy, but for $23 million to get a couple miles of light rail, that was a great deal. Light rail development is very mature in this country. If you go to Dallas, San Jose, Seattle, Sacramento, Salt Lake, any of these cities that have invested in rail, you'll find a lot of developers have followed those rail lines and done intensive development around rail stations. This is the opportunity we have at Sycamore in Maine. And passing this West Main Street area plan gives developers a clear signal about what the city expects in that area. I also agree with Greg that a citizen-driven keeper of the vision is important to this plan so they can test all the development proposals against what was written in the plan. The West Mesa CDC and the Mesa Grande Community Alliance have held a lot of citizen participation efforts in there, from design charrettes to look at what properties could transform themselves into, to increasing the participation in the trespass enforcement ordinance in partnership with the City of Mesa Police Department, and doing facade, landscape, and signage improvements in the area. We're intensely focused that West Main could turn around to be a great asset to our community instead of the struggles that are there presently. There's developable parcels there, and this West Main Street area plan sends a signal to the development community that opportunities are there. City of Mesa is open for business in that area, and I would encourage adoption and passage of this plan. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. So this is, again, a public hearing in the West Mesa Street area plan. Are there any other citizens that would like to address the council that haven't filled out a blue card yet? Okay, then I'll go ahead and close the public hearing. The next action will be a council action to take action on the following resolution. This is adopting the West Main Street area plan. The plan boundaries include University Drive to the north, Broadway Road to the south, Country Club Drive to the east, and the Mesa Tempe city limits to the west. It comes forward with a recommendation from P&Z and the Downtown Development Committee of a 6-0 in both boards. I do have Dave. Did you want to address the council on this item too, or did you get your comments in? All right. I have no request to speak, so council discussion. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I've made a motion for approval of this plan. It represents a change in direction for the City of Mesa. We are going to allow basically what I refer to as dual zoning. We're going to allow people to use the trans oriented development on their property if they would like. They can obviously maintain the existing zoning that they have. They have the right to build using that zoning. But if you go a little farther to the west and look at what's happening in Tempe, I don't know how many of you have been along the Apache Trail there and seen the changes that have taken place as a result of using this trans-oriented development. And it's really quite remarkable in areas that used to be, I would consider them blighted. They were not good areas, and there has been a real change. And what this does is this allows property owners to use their property in a different way and facilitates that. I'm not sure exactly what the folks who were on the committee, and we should acknowledge them, Gabe and Greg have both spoken, but Art Piccinotti, Carmen Guerrero, Leon Spielbush, Mark Davis, and Tanya Collins also all worked on this committee, and they spent a lot of time doing it, and appreciation to all of you for your work on this. I'm not sure what you had in mind in terms of that planning group. I think that, you know, the keepers of the vision, but the conversation that the council had was something that was less formal than an additional planning and zoning board, an additional downtown development committee. And I think those decisions will have to be made on a going forward basis, but that was the conversation here was more along the lines of the Citrus Area Group, something that would be external to city government, kind of as the keeper of that vision. So we'll have to look at that as we move forward. But I think that the plan offers great possibilities for people who have a different vision of how they want to use their land as a result of the light rail coming into West Mesa. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? I have a motion by the Vice Mayor, seconded by Councilmember Jones for approval. Right. Councilmember Truitt, did you have any comments on this, or do you still have a conflict here?
I don't think I have a conflict here.
All right. Any comments on the West Mesa plan?
Nothing further.
Okay. Then, Council, would you please vote? Councilmember Truitt, how do you vote?
Aye.
Right. The vote is 6 ayes and 1 nay, so the plan does move forward and will be adopted. The next item is on page 4, and there is an item on page 4, which is 5E, and an item on page 5, which is 5F. And I have conflicts on both of these because of ownership interest that I have in asphalt construction business. So I'll turn this over to the Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Item 5E is the Record Transfer Station, 6450 East Brown Road. This project will remove the existing 24-inch pipe and valves that are badly deteriorated from the buried vault and replace them with above-ground valves. It is recommended that the award go to Standard Construction Company for a total award, and this also includes pump maintenance and some other things. I didn't read everything that was in the system agenda item, but the total dollar amount could probably reflects all of those additional things that are in there. It's recommended that the award go to Standard Construction Company for a total award of $921,959.50, and the funding is available from the Water Capital Bond Program. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
There were none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion? All right. Seeing none, would you please vote? Councilmember Truitt, how do you vote?
Aye.
All right. The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. We'll move on to item 5F. Councilmember Truitt, you have a conflict on this one?
I have a conflict on this one. Our engineering company provided some general civil engineering services.
So we will excuse you from discussion or voting on this. This is the South CAP Reservoir and Booster Pump Station. This is a major project for the City of Mesa, and it's important for our water distribution system. It includes a buried 8 million gallon concrete reservoir and several pumps to distribute water to various pressure zones within the city. The project will be completed using the construction manager at risk delivery method, and it's recommended that the award of the construction phase services contract to McCarthy Building Company as construction manager at risk for this project with a guaranteed maximum price, including change orders of $26,285,007, and the funding is available through the Capital Water Bond Program. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion on this item? Seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes. The mayor and council member Truitt abstaining because of potential conflict. Back to you, Mayor.
Okay. The next item is on page 6. It's item 7B. And this is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute a project agreement between the Maricopa Association of Governments and the City of Mesa, which enables the city to become eligible for fiscal year 2008 to receive $403,000 for reimbursements for the regional transportation plan, from the regional transportation plan, for a portion of project design costs for the McKellips-Lindsay intersection improvement project. And Councilmember Truitt, I believe you have a conflict on this one.
Yeah, I do have a potential conflict. Our firm was retained to do the preliminary engineering on this project.
Okay, so noted. We'll have you abstain from the voting on this item. Is there any council discussion? I have a motion. And motion by Vice Mayor Walters, seconded by Councilmember Whalen. Any discussion? Would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes and an abstention by Councilmember Truitt. That puts us over on page 8, items from citizens present. Are there any requests to speak this evening?
There are no requests, Mayor.
All right. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Council is adjourned. Thank you.